Puerto Rico is still in serious recovery mode following the devastation caused by Hurricane Maria, and that includes a financial crisis that has only been exacerbated by the damage. And now a bill co-sponsored by 21 Republicans and 14 Democrats has been introduced in Congress to make Puerto Rico the 51st state as part of what some are calling the island's biggest push for statehood in years. With me to talk more about that is Fernando Rivera, an associate professor of sociology at the University of Central Florida. Professor, let's put this in context first. How do close observers of Puerto Rico see this latest effort for statehood?
As you know, Puerto Rico has been battling with this thing for the last 100 or so years into admission of the Union and what is sort of the political status that we're going to have. And we have had certainly some referendums in the past, and, you know, they pretty much hasn't gone anywhere, right? I think right now there's a push because of Hurricane Maria and sort of the discussion that somehow we were neglected for the response and recovery of the hurricane, that somehow we needed to be in equal footing with other states. And that's been this push this time around, not necessarily on a, you know, geopolitical type of atmosphere or an economic type of atmosphere, but more of a moral standing. You know, it's the United States, you should do this as a moral right thing to do for Puerto Rico. That it's been proven to be neglected, and for some, it seems that statehood will create that equal footing to create equal conditions for the island.
Is there any indication that there's bipartisan support for this, and is there bipartisan support from people who have some influence at the Capitol?
There's certainly some support, especially here as we go into the midterms, especially in states that have a large Puerto Rican population. There's been some support both from the Democrats and the Republicans. But that's, again, that's where there's a lot of Puerto Rican constituents out there, and this is sort of kind of like a key issue for the people that are going up for re-election. But I don't know about the support from the rest of the nation in terms of other states that might perhaps aren't, this is not a key issue out of here. So it's going to be an uphill battle to get those congressional votes all over the United States.
Is this almost some kind of reminder, hey, you know, we're kind of important here, we still exist, and in order to help avoid the aftermath of another hurricane or something like that, remember who we are before that happens. Even if it doesn't lead to statehood, it just leads to a very important reminder that we're a key part of the U.S. as well.
In a sense, it could, right? And again, you know, kind of like contextually, Puerto Rico is going through an economic crisis that was not necessarily created by the hurricane. It was sort of exposed by the hurricane. And we still have, you know, the Fiscal Control Board, and there's been some discussion out there in terms of, you know, what's going to be the future of the island. But in terms of you know, going for sort of the equal footing that statehood might provide, right? This is a big if, because then at the end of the day, you know, does statehood is going to resolve the economic issues? It might help, it might not help. Will it help in terms of disaster preparedness or recovery? It might not help. So there's a lot of unknowns, but there's this push or this idea that, you know, again, kind of like from a moral standpoint, more than an economic one, I think that, you know, this is kind of like a human rights type of issue that we should be in equal standing out here, that we shouldn't be treated as second-class citizens. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, the response and recovery from the hurricane sort of provided a lot of insight into that perception that we weren't treated equally out here. So that's kind of like being the discussion. At least at the end of the day, has provided at least a sense of importance, or at least of relevance to the island in terms of what they're going through and what is going to be the future of the island. And again, this is one of the things that is tied up to those states that are receiving a lot of Puerto Ricans out here in terms of, you know, we either solve the economic crisis going on in the island, or we might have to deal with, you know, the challenges and the issues that might arise for having more population in our state. And so it creates unique scenarios out here, especially for places like Texas, New York, Florida, and others that are experiencing an increase in the number of Puerto Ricans moving to their states.
How bad is the current situation? Because even those of us who are not closely tied with the island heard so much about it in the immediate aftermath of the hurricane. And now, like most things, if you're out of the headlines, you're not thought about quite as much. So what is the current economic situation, the current health situation, all these months after the hurricane?
I'm glad that you asked that. I just got back and, you know, sort of in some central places like Old San Juan and some places in the capital, the recovery is going slow, but it's going well. But if you move to the center of the island, you move and other towns out there, you can still feel that there was a hurricane out there. You know, this is 9 months after the storm. You still see the damage out there. Things have improved, but at a very slow pace. And the fear is that right now, Puerto Rico is not ready for another storm. If another storm actually hits the island, it's going to be catastrophic. And, you know, that's something that we should keep in mind of the urgency of resolving some of these issues.
Fernando Rivera is an associate professor of sociology at the University of Central Florida. Thanks so much for the time and your insights today.
All right. Thank you.